Good afternoon to you. How are you on this chilly Monday?
Good afternoon, Simon. No, very well, thank you. Do you know, I thought today, I was a bit worried because I thought you were going to fire me because I always come with a kind of a message of doom and gloom. So I thought today on Monday I'd give a sort of a feel-good one on vaccine development, the latest vaccine development.
No, I definitely want you to carry on, but I also want you to address the issue of these exponential infection numbers, Prof, because people are feeling slightly concerned about that. So, yeah, over to you.
Which do I do first? The feel-good one or the not feel-good one? Do we do the exponential one for tomorrow?
Yes, that's fine. Yes, absolutely. Let's do that.
I think last week we spoke about vaccines. So I thought I'd just give you a little. There's been a recent publication which is, it gives you a little bit of hope for what's going to be the game changer when we do have a vaccine. There are 124 candidates which are being investigated. 10 of them are already in clinical trials and volunteers. There are two front runners, but the one I really want to speak to it comes from a company called Moderna, which is based in Cambridge, Massachusetts, United States.
Yeah.
And two reasons I want to talk about this one. The first reason is that there is an Israeli connection. We always try to get an Israeli connection. The connection is that the chief medical officer is a fellow called Dr. Tal Zaks, who was a medic in the IDF for a while, and he's now the chief medical officer of this company. But also from a scientific point of view, what's really fascinating is that this is the first vaccine, or first candidate vaccine, I should say, where they're using not the virus, not the component of virus, not the protein, not the antigen, but they're using messenger RNA. That's the genetic code for the particular antigen, the messenger RNA. It's the first time that this has been exploited. So this particular vaccine has gone through the phase one trial. The phase one looks for how's it tolerated, are there side effects and so on. It's a small trial. They only had 45 volunteers, three groups of 15 each. One group one low dose, one group mid dose, and one group high dose. And the interim results of this phase one were published in fact, in May the 18th. And it's very promising because even the low dose, they still developed neutralizing antibodies equivalent to being infected. And the mid-dose, they had even higher neutralizing antibodies. So it's very, very promising. So it's now gone into phase two trials with 600 volunteers. I've put your name down as well. 600 volunteers. And the efficacy trials of phase three, they are looking at July. And that's very – the efficacy trials are very big trials. Probably hundreds, maybe in 1,000 people to see does it work and how effective is it. And they're looking at, in fact, early next year being able to produce a billion doses. So it's very kind of promising news, provided, of course, that everything goes well up to then, the phase two and the phase three trials. So far, phase one has been very, very promising. So I think that's quite good news coming out on the horizon, but we'll still have to be patient though.
Hear you loud and clear, Prof. What I'm trying to get my head around is this issue of this virus mutating. I'm not a technical person, so I don't understand the vaccine. But given that this is a virus that could mutate, how difficult will it then be to alter the vaccine accordingly?
Yeah, well, there are two things. One of them that it mutates, and the other thing, how durable is that immunity? This is a superficial infection. Will we need vaccination every year like we do with influenza? Or will it be a vaccine which is durable infection for 5 years or 10 years, maybe, hopefully. So far, the virus itself has been relatively stable. It hasn't mutated. Although it is an RNA virus, and RNA viruses are usually fairly what we call plastic. They do mutate quite readily, but certainly nothing like influenza. So hopefully it won't be too genetically unstable. We'll have to wait and see, of course.
You did a hell of a good job today, Prof. That was actually very good news in light of COVID-19, which has just generally been bad. So thank you for that, Prof.
Thank you. Thank you, Simon. Tomorrow, exponential phase.
The exponential phase tomorrow, not so good.